On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yes, welcome back to the show. Early questions without notice. Just before we get into that, JJ, MJ versus LeBron.
Oh, no, we're not.
No, just one final say on it came from a texter. Now, we know that MJ went to the NBA Finals six times, and he won it six times with the Bulls. That's a big part of his legacy. LeBron James, been to the NBA Finals nine times.
Believe.
Maybe one, and has won four.
Four wins, five losses.
This text came through from a nameless person. If you go to a girl's house nine times and you get a kiss four times, or you go to a girl's house six times and you get a kiss six times, who's the man? So is it better to be let in the door and have a chance of a kiss nine out of nine, or is it better to have 100% strike rate when you drop her off at the end of the first date?
What if she or he just closes the door in your face?
You get swept.
Okay, the first round or the second round?
Yeah. Okay.
What about that?
Thought that was an interesting way of looking at it.
It is an interesting way of looking at it.
Some live sport here. England, I'll tell you what, they might take some beating here. 31, Australia 28 in the Quad Series final over there in London. 12-18 to play in the third quarter. We've spoken a bit about leadership in the AFL. Luke Shuey is tipped to be voted in, JJ, as the Eagles skipper once again. I think it would be his third season at the helm. But given his recent injury history, is he the right man for the job? 7 games last year, 13 games the year before that. And if he's not, then who do you think might be?
Just having a look through the Eagles squad, you're probably more across this than me. I don't know.
So Jeremy McGovern was the deputy vice captain last year.
I think Josh Kennedy's been vice captain for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah. So given that Kennedy is right at the end, then you look at Jeremy McGovern. But again, he hasn't had a great run with injury of late either. Nick Natanui was in the leadership group as well. Jack Redden, Dom Sheed potentially, although he hasn't been in the leadership group as such, I don't think.
Often there's a lot of clubs who we look at from the outside and we think, oh, maybe they, you know, do they really have anyone? But on the inside, they've got a couple of great candidates and they bob up and we think, oh, that's a bit surprising. But they've been working and developing their leadership for a long time inside the club. So, yeah, not sure where that will land.
Cause they should go with Shuey, though. I mean, you're not going to not pick a guy because he might be injured.
I saw some quotes that he said he would consider giving it up if he was injured for this year as well, a lot of this year as well. Mm. So they might have their hand forced.
Nick Kyrgios takes on Daniil Medvedev tonight, Rod Laver Arena. Nick Kyrgios, big outsider here, as you can understand. He's 2-0 on the career when it comes to Daniil Medvedev, but I don't think they've played for a few years, and obviously Medvedev is a far improved and far more difficult prospect now. So it's not on Rod Laver Arena, not Kyrgios Court, not John Cain Arena. Can he cause an upset, man? King Kyrgios.
He can do anything, but yeah, he's taking on a genuine gun, isn't he? So, if anything, it'll be entertaining.
Billy's in Ascot Vale. Welcome to you, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, I was just wondering, Callie from the West Coast, why his name hasn't been brought up for a captain. He's been there a couple of years now and has been pretty consistent.
He has. Good call, Bill. And this man shared a locker room with him.
No, I didn't. I inherited his number 11, Sam.
He did. He moved just
Come
as you
on,
came
mate.
In.
Honestly.
Well, I forgot you're only there for 2 seconds.
Honestly.
And so was he. So what do you think?
I don't know enough about him, to be honest. As I said, we didn't cross paths. I honestly couldn't give an informed opinion. But if he's not in the leadership group, that would suggest he's not necessarily one of their best four or five leaders. So
he wasn't
a pretty good insight, isn't
it? Yeah, he wasn't last year, but we'll see what happens this year. But be a fair jump to come from outside and assume the captaincy, of course. Good call, Bill, though. Appreciate it. Just the last one on this, John's texting. I'd give it to Nick Knapp for a year or two and then hand it over to Liam Duggan. Or
actually, Oscar Allen's a name that's come up. He's one that they do rate very, very highly. He needs a settling down in a position to allow him to play really top line football.
Maybe
first.
Just a couple more years.
Yeah, he needs two or three more years, you'd think, probably.
Speaking of Nick Kyrgios, entertainers in sport, you know, Glenn Maxwell, Nick Kyrgios, just with Maxi, should we get him into the... There's going to be a lot of red ball cricket this year coming up, various tours overseas, on the continent, on the subcontinent. Glenn Maxwell, red ball cricket. We roll him out here, surely.
Well, we don't need him, do we? No,
we roll him out. We give him. We might need him. We're gonna need some rotation. I think it's gonna. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But I've seen it. It's packed. Everyone's talking about how hectic it's going to be. How everyone's going to get a chance. Surely Glenn Maxwell gets a look in this year when it comes to the red ball. Has to get a look in, doesn't
well,
it?
Who are the bats that sit outside the test side now who are, you know, Kawaj is thereabouts. He's probably going to play a fair bit.
There's Marcus Harris. There's all the guys that came and went from the...
We don't have the depth that we have in our bowling rank, so maybe he's thereabouts.
Yeah, I think he's got to get a crack at it, another crack at it. What was I going to ask you questions without notice? I had one more. That's right. The Women's Ashes starts tonight, and it starts in a multi-format. It's going to be a multi-format series like we had against India up on the Gold Coast last year. 7 matches, but only 1 test. Should we treat the women's comp, and it has a big following, with the respect it deserves, and have a proper test series, have a 3 test series,
no doubt.
Then move on to the T20s,
yeah,
and
no doubt.
Whatever format you want. Yeah. Don't jump around between formats in the space of a couple of weeks.
At least more test matches, no doubt about it.
And
that's
Megan
Chu was, that's the pinnacle of cricket. So play some more test matches. Now, I've put my neck on the line, so I want you to put your neck on the line. Lewis Hamilton or Michael Schumacher?
Lewis. Yeah, Lewis. And
won't go down well.
Why not?
I don't think so. Again, the history,
nostalgia. Let's be honest. Lewis should have gone past Michael Schumacher's titles
this year. Yeah, it was
this year.
One of the all-time great robberies I've ever seen.
It was unbelievable. In fact, the headlines, there was another one just a day or two ago saying still he hasn't decided whether he's going.
I
don't know if this is still theatre on McLaren's, Mercedes' behalf.
Well, you know I've got links to Mercedes.
What are they saying? Your sources are saying that...
They're not certain.
What's Toto saying?
That he's coming back. Actually, my source was going to catch up with Toto yesterday or the day before when I was just sucking some info out of Mercedes's garage.
Now, we know we would have had Valtteri on, but he moved.
Well, he
so can we get Toto
teams.
Wolf on? That could be your legacy here.
We could
here.
Get the Wolf.
And we've got a big SEM breakfast announcement. So the horse has bolted there. But, I mean, in terms of other...
Wanted me to get him on as a host.
I think if you were able to secure Toto Wolff as an interview guest, then you could pretty much name your price here.
Okay.
So just a bit of homework.
Leave
for you
it
there.
With me.
Australia 35, England 34. They've hit back the Aussie girls. 6:23 left in the third period.
Funny
third quarter.
Old uniform for the English.
What is that? Like a burgundy.
West Indies.
Yeah, I don't mind it actually. Hey. Should and will Justin Langer win a new contract?
He should. I don't know that he will, though.
You
think sounds
like
a bit he won't.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering whether he even wants to. It's a brutal job, the coach of Australian cricket.
So
you're never, ever home, ever. Even when you're home, you're not home.
Yeah. Yeah.
you're in Brisbane and Sydney and Melbourne. You're not home.
Yeah, that's
it's brutal.
All-encompassing job, isn't it? So Adam Gilchrist, I mentioned him off the top. He's joined the growing chorus, if you like, of former players calling for Justin Langer to be reappointed. Now, you would argue that, yeah, okay, they've shared a locker room with this man, they're friends with him, but they make their cases very well. Gilchrist tweeted yesterday, he's handled himself with great dignity while under siege, always shining a light on others in such a respectful manner. He said, what possibly could Cricket Australia be waiting for? Talking about the results, the first coach ever to win a T20 title for Australia and then the Ashes, and he signed off with hashtag just get it done. So we know the players are having a big say here as well, and Langer did take something of a backseat role, if you like, after he was confronted by the senior players last year, Aaron Finch, Pat Cummins as well, over his intense management style and what some were saying, mood swings in the camp. But Ricky Ponting said the other day, JJ, the way I would equate it is if Justin is not to be offered another deal on the back of the best coaching year of his life, that's like the Ashes player of the series, Travis Head, not getting offered a contract next year.
Just reading some old comments from Justin. I believe they're from him. I'm just trying to read on the run. But he said, imagine if the Wallabies coach won the Bledisloe Cup and then the World Cup in 6 months. So, yep. I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he does want the job. But, yeah, it's hard to get your head around.
That's
obviously stuff in the background that we're not privy to, obviously.
That is. Right, we'll just park some of these texts as they come in. We need to take a break, though, because the news headlines are up with Alana, and we'll be back after these. Thanks very much, Alana. JJ, I wanted to ask you this. I know you follow the horses very closely. I want to ask you about William Pike over there in Perth.
Pike, drink what you like. That's what they say.
Actually, before I get to the question, what's going on with his location or his the city
his
that
status,
he lives in?
Yeah, well, we know those who follow racing will know that he's the king of Perth racing. He rides winners for fun over there, and he has proven how good he is. He came over to Victoria a couple of occasions and won Group 1. So he's, I don't know that he's an anti-vaxxer, but he has not had 2 jabs. He hasn't been double vaccinated. So he can't ride in Western Australia.
Yeah, that's the mandate in WA.
Rules.
Yep.
Yeah. The Sydney rules are different. So you can ride unvaccinated, or, you know, you can ride without both vaccinations or both doses. So he's uprooting his life and moving to Sydney to ride, where he'll be competing with the big dogs. So in Perth, he is a very, very big fish in a relatively smallish pond. Mm. But you've got James McDonald, Tommy Berry, Hugh Bowman, Karen McAvoy. You've got some big-time jockeys over there. So I'm interested as to whether he'll get a good reception in the jockeys room, because you've got to spend a lot of it, like the change rooms. You are competing against them, but it's a bit of a brotherhood, sisterhood in the jockeys rooms. Do you think there'll be a little bit of a frosty reception for William?
I wouldn't have a clue. Would not even pretend to know.
It's
would
human
not
nature.
Even pretend to know.
Just from the human nature side of
yes,
things.
Yes, possibly. Oh, clearly you do. You think there'll be a bit of blowback?
Actually, no, I don't, but I was just wanted to know what your thought was.
I want to know what your thoughts are of the NBA title, actually. I don't know what the market's saying here. You got a tip
for
did it.
You tune into, are you an NBA fan?
Yeah, casual fan.
Had Tom Stewart and Mark Blitzer yes. on the podcast.
How did that go? Your
that was
side
good.
Venture.
That was good.
They're riding to it, aren't they?
They are. They have riding their fantasy basketball. If you like fantasy basketball, have a listen, because those two are obsessed with fantasy NBA. In the real world, I'd really love to see Phoenix just get over the hump. Last year, they couldn't quite get over the Bucks. So I'm thinking Phoenix or Golden State. It won't be LeBron this year, unfortunately, for my argument.
My sons, I love it. Richard's in Narre Warren. Welcome to the show there, Rich.
Good morning to you both, guys. We were watching the stars go crazy last night, my wife and I, and I've got to give her credit for this. It was her idea, so I just want to share it and get your thoughts. When they're hitting so many sixes and we're just in awe, she says, how about they change the rules next year that once you get over the fence, over the rope, however far back in the rows it goes, you get an extra run. So if you hit a 15 rows back, you get 6 plus 15 or 10 rows or 20 rows. Would that make it a little bit more exciting? And we see bigger sixes. So it's not a bad thought. I thought I'd share it with everyone.
Oh, I actually don't mind that, Richard.
I'm all for a gimmick, Rich.
Or Mrs. Richard. Apparently he's admitted that it wasn't his idea, which is, you never do that.
Well, if that's the case, Rich, and that rule was in place that you better half thought of, they might have made 373 last night, not 273.
It'd be a bit advantageous to play at the SCG in Hobart, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So
I guess Hobart doesn't have seats, so how do you judge how many metres?
What happens
on
the hill?
Yeah, if you hit it out of the ground, you just win the game.
What do the people who measure the javelin at the Olympics do for the other 3 years that they're
3.5
years? They might have to be employed. Get those old measurers out.
They're called, you wouldn't know what this is all, they're called volunteers, Sam.
Yeah, so can they volunteer at the cricket while this rule comes in, is what I'm saying. What do you think? Netball Quad Series, we'll keep an eye. I think it's end of the
third. I might have to go play-by-play commentary, make my debut here late in this game, because it's a nail-biter.
It is. It's always going to go down to the wire, wasn't it? Great drama in the netball when it comes to the big nations. Hey, EPL, second half, Spurs 1, Leicester 1. We are 49 minutes into that one. Scores still locked together. We're here for Kogan, JJ and myself. No annual fees, tantalising rewards and just great value. And Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. It's all happening down at the Australian Open. So we're going to catch up with Brett Phillips. He's up next, BP.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.